The Grind.
It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big
giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, everybody, welcome to The Grind. You are live, ladies and gentlemen, on the realest show ever. Go grab that coffee. Tell somebody that The Grind is on. Tell them to come get some gaps, because that's exactly what we do over here, ladies and gentlemen. We bridge gaps. I'm going to ask you guys one magic question today. All right, one magic question while I'm here on Facebook Live, on Instagram, on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to ask you guys one simple question. What if? What if? It's a simple enough question, but, you know, the answers sometimes can be very, very complex, very, very multifaceted, whatever you want to call it. But what if? What if? We're going to come back, guys. Go ahead and grab that coffee and get ready for The Grind, all right? Hold up, hold on.
To prove we were done. come give.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com. The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Welcome back to The Grind, everybody. Man, bless you guys. Thank you guys for chiming into The Grind. Don't take that lightly, man. You could have been doing anything in the entire world that you wanted to do this morning, but you decided to chime in and tune into The Grind here with me, guys. I don't take that lightly. Very, very humble. Thank you for jumping on. Live on The Grind this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about a very interesting topic, but I see my people on Facebook Live, on Instagram popping on. Great morning to you, Miss Jacqueline Shaw. Great morning, Miss Angelia Hill. Great morning, young lady. Great morning, Miss Sean Jackson Hughes. Thank you. You are live on The Grind. Who else do we have on my regular platform this morning? So let's see if it works. Yeah. Miss Fundy Charlie, great morning to you. Great morning, young lady. Mrs. Princess Tavares, great morning. Great and amazing morning, she says. Miss Pam Mickens McCray, my lovely wife. Okay, great morning to you as well. What if? Yeah, she done said it. She said it. What if? Nicole Jones, welcome to The Grind, lady. Great to have you. Ori Schooner Boy, welcome to The Grind this morning. Miss Gemma James Graham, welcome to The Grind right here in the sunny MIA. Welcome to The Grind, Miss Gerline Abesteel. I hope I said that right. If I didn't say that right, charge it to my head, not my heart. Miss Hope Richardson, great morning, young lady. Welcome to The Grind. Mr. John B. Riley, Mr. Jay Atchison, welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to The Grind, man. Thank all of you for checking in, man. Thank you for sharing this out. You guys know how we do it. We have scripted conversation, guys. We talk about real life stuff that will affect your life, really. That's why they call it real life stuff, because, you know, I could get you guys to the bridge. I could talk to you about everything that's going on in the world. I can gossip. I can backbite. I hate if I really wanted to. But the premise of this show is to bridge some gaps, ladies and gentlemen. And if we're here to bridge some gaps, then that means we're going to have to do some work. And I'm looking up and down because I got one camera here and I got one camera right in front of me. So y'all don't think I'm kind of spacing out, all right? But I need to make it go down just a little bit. Man, thank God this is the realest show ever. And I'm always laughing at when I say that. She be laughing at me, y'all. She be trying to tell me what to do too, y'all. Damn, real bossy. She be trying to boss me and stuff. She wake up in the morning, be trying to tell me what to do and stuff. I said, "You don't tell me what to do, girl. I'm a grown man." I don't say that to her out loud. I say it inside. But anyway, what if? I mean, those two words are so very powerful. When we really think about putting them in context, you know, because, you know, you guys know I like movies and yeah, we talk about movies on this show because I believe movies are real life. I believe that they're real life in terms of how some of them are structured. Yeah, I know there's fiction, there's science fiction, there's documentaries. Yeah, for all you super smart people out there, I get that. But movies are kind of centered around somebody's vision of something, right? So when you watch movies, then you kind of get the whole picture, not just a snippet of it. And that's probably why I'm not such a big fan of sitcoms. You know, it's funny because my daughter sat there and told me, she said, "Dad, I watched 19 episodes of some show. I can't remember the name of it, but 19 episodes, and some of the episodes had, you know, 10 or 12 different, I guess, little spots in it." And I said, darn, baby, that's a lot of watching TV. I thought I liked to watch a movie. She went all in. She's what do you call it? Binge watching? I don't know what you call it, but no, she watched the show, but she loves the shorter type shows. I love movies because I like the beginning, I like the bridge, and I like the end. Right? I like the whole thing. So I wanna get in the beginning, figure out what's going on, figure out how it's gonna try to turn out, and see if I was wrong in the end. And that is pretty much how life is, right? That's life. So I was watching this movie the other day, and it's called Lucy. Some of you guys have seen that movie. It's got Scarlett Johansson in it, and I remember her name. That's crazy. Scarlett Johansson, because she plays in all of the Marvel comic stuff, and she plays all of the people that the young lady that just smashes everybody. So she's playing in this movie, and she's Lucy. Some of you I know have seen it. If you've seen it, say I've seen it on the screen, guys. Good morning, Mr. Shani Moore. Great to have you on the grind. I say good morning, and I'm Tammy Henderson. Great to have you on the grind, young lady. So I watched this movie, and it's called Lucy. And Lucy, the movie was so profound to me, and it was quick because it was, what if you can access more than just 10% of your brain? Because they said a human only really accesses about 10% of his brain. So, but the dolphin accesses about 10% of its brain. Now, that's kind of ironic. We're supposed to be the highest on the food chain. God created us and said, you're gonna only get about 10%, access about 10% of your brain. I don't think that to be true, but I believe he gave us a brain, and it was up to us whether or not we were going to grow it and use it as much as it was supposed to be used. You know, when they tap in and see where the neurons are firing, then that's where they find how much of your brain you're actually using. And, man, I'm sorry. I forgot about my people on Instagram and my people on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio land out there. Sly Gunn said hello. Great morning, Baby Tiger. Great morning, Baby Tiger. Right? Hey, man, I done messed up and put the wrong timer here, Jim. That's all right. Radio people are gonna jump on my Facebook page as well. Cecilia, welcome to the grind. Who else we got here? Man, I can't say that. Oh, hold on, I can't say that name, y'all, because y'all get me. Cecilia says she's all the way. I seen it. She saw the movie. Okay, you saw it. Some of you guys saw it on. Y'all's names I just can't pronounce, man. I'm sorry. Y'all should just put y'all regular names on there. Y'all got some names on y'all stuff. But nonetheless, God said, I'm going to create this man and this woman, and I'm going to give them the ability to be able to do all of this stuff, but I'm only going to give them access to 10% of their brain. I don't believe that's the truth. I just don't. I believe we only access 10% of our brain. I believe the dolphins access 20% of their brain. They're sending out what they call sonar all over the ocean. That's how they communicate. And they said dolphins are smarter than humans in the ocean. That's just reality. But I believe God actually gave us the ability to actually tap into more of our brain. We just choose to tap into 10% of it. And some of you are saying, no, I think I'm pretty smart. Some of you may be pretty smart in the context of what you're doing right now. But what if you're able to tap into more, not just your brain? The brain is just an example of what I'm saying. But what if you were able to tap into more of who you are? What if you were created, what if you were able to tap into not just the 10%, but the entire 100%? Of your capacity. Now, I know that on the movie, when Lucy tapped into 100% of her capacity, she just ceased to exist. It kind of reminds you of Enoch. Enoch was, you know, God just, he just went. He just went to heaven. He just ascended, you know. And when that happened, it was like, okay, wow, he's gone. And that's kind of what happened to Lucy, because Lucy had tapped into 100% of her brain and she became one big computer. But just think about, let's just dummy that down a little bit, guys, because that's science fiction. Okay, Lucy was throwing people around and she was moving things with her mind. Now, there's some people that's on this broadcast that'll probably tell you, no, I believe that's real. That's real. I believe you can control things with your mind. I'm not doubting that. I've been on this earth long enough to realize that, you know, anything is possible. So let me just leave that right there because I want people to think I'm crazy, you know, too. But at the end of the day, what if you were able to tap into everything that God had for us? I'm talking about for you. I want you to put yourself in this. Let me take a coffee break, okay? Because I want you guys to get this. What if you woke up one morning and you just said, you know what? I'm going to stop procrastinating. I'm going to actually be patient. I'm actually going to start making myself a better person. I'm going to start reading. I'm going to start listening to different things. I'm actually going to start working on my dreams, my hopes, my goals, my aspirations. I'm actually going to get up and I'm going to start. I'm going to be productive today. I'm not just going to let the world think I'm being productive. I mean, going out and doing this, but when I get back home, I do absolutely nothing. Or when I'm out and nobody's watching, better yet, I do absolutely nothing. What if you just zoned in, guys? What if you just decided to zone in on the things that you want in life and they started to happen? What if you just decided that I no longer want to tap into fear? Because nobody really wants to tap into fear, but it just happens that way. We wake up and we're fearful every single day. But what if you just decided, ladies and gentlemen, that you were just going to get up and do all the things that you know you needed to do for you to get you to the next level? What if you decided that you weren't going to look for any accolades to do that? What if you decided that you were just going to get down in the dirt, start digging your rows, all right? Start digging your own rows and start planting your own seeds. What if you decided to water your own seeds and not look for somebody to come and water your seeds for you? What if you decided to plant your own seeds? What if you decided to, after you plant your seeds and you water them, what if you decided the dirt and cover them up? Guys, what if you decided to, after that, ladies and gentlemen, to keep watering those seeds and watching over them? What if you decided to do all of the work that's necessary to actually harvest an amazing harvest this year in 2018? See, it's still about five months left in this year. And that sounds strange to even say, guys, because just a couple years ago, it was 2016. Now it's 2018. And now in a little over five months, guys, we're going to be in 2019. Before long, you're going to be looking at, we're in 2021. But you have to ask yourself, what am I going to do once I get there? Because time just rolls along. It's funny because I watched a movie the other day. I didn't watch this movie, but I saw it. And it was an older movie. And just to give you an idea how old that movie was, they said, in the future, far away in 2017, blew my mind. I'm watching a show, looking at a show before show, and it's talking about what if in a future far away, 2017. Guys, this was before I was born. Think about the people that were watching that show right then, and they really thought that they knew that was their future. But think about where those people are right now. Think about what they're doing right now. What if they did nothing? What if they just sat around and squandered the time that they had? What if they just said, you know what, I'm not going to check in. I'm not going to do what needs to be done. I'm going to allow everybody to control me. I'm going to do everything for everybody else. I'm going to make sure that everybody else is taken care of. I'm going to help you reach your goal, your goal, your goal, and your goal. I'm going to help you put gas in your car. I'm going to help you buy a new car, a new house. I'm going to help you do this, this, and this. And you look up and you've done nothing for yourself. What if those people back then did that? Well, I mean, tell you there are some people that have done that, and I can tell you that they regret it right now. See, guys, there are going to be people in your life that are going to tell you, don't be selfish. I'm not one of those people, okay? I believe in not being selfish. I believe in that concept. But I don't believe in the only concept that you should live your life by. Are you going to be selfish, ladies and gentlemen? Then you need to understand how to be selfish. Because what if you didn't have moments in your life? What if you didn't have moments when you just wanted to get things done for yourself? That means you're the type of people that said that you're far away and all of a sudden they're here and nothing has happened in their life. They're just a shell of a person with hopes, dreams, and aspirations saying, I wish I would have did this and I wish I could have did that. That's the 2020, the hindsight, guys, really kind of kicks in. And you realize that hindsight is always 2020. Live in it. Well, what if you decided to take control and have a moment in your life or so many moments in your life, because it's going to take more than one, where you got selfish, just downright selfish. Now, here's the concept of that, coffee break, okay? Here's the concept, and I've said it before, and I love this because I want you guys to get this. God created you to be the best version of you that you can be, right? If you believe that, then give me some hearts on Facebook Live. If you believe that, give me some hearts on Instagram, because I need to know who I'm talking to. Because if I'm not talking to the right people, then I probably don't need to be talking about this subject, because it's probably over you guys' head. Okay? All right. So on my Instagram, they get it. They get it. Okay? My people on Facebook, okay, they get it. So I'm talking to the right people. I'm talking to the right people. Awesome. Awesome. So if you're having those many selfish moments, and if you know that God created you to be the best version of you that you can be, then why are you not doing it? Here's how this works. If God created you to be the best version of you, then the best of you best serves the people around you when you're at your best. When you're below average, you're mediocre, just average, you're not tapping into 100% of what God created you to be. So that means, as I just heard the song Sierra Level Up, and this is craze going around, leveling up, everybody's leveling up. I love it, the concept. So now it's time for you to level up. And no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're in, if you're not adding value to it, you're taking value away. And there's no other way to spin that, ladies and gentlemen. If you're adding value, you're taking value away, because God created us to create value. I heard our ex-president Barack Obama say, people aren't born to hate. People are taught to hate. Hate is a learned emotion. And if you understand what that really means, it means that we can teach ourselves to do anything. If we say God is love, and the God of love created us to be love, then that must mean that hate has to be generated from somewhere other than God. Hate has to be generated as a learned behavior. So if hate is a learned behavior, if people can learn to hate so intently, and there are some people out there, not that person that always wants to concentrate on the negative, there are some people out there that have learned to love intently. But just like anything, there are limits to everything. Love is love. Love everybody. Don't hate the world. Don't hate people. You may not like what people do, but don't hate the person. But at the end of the day, some people do some things that flat out suck. At the end of the day, you want to love them. But this isn't a message about love. That's self-spoken. All right? The people that are out there and you're loving everybody, you're doing for everybody, I want you to stop for just a moment. And I want you to say, what if? What if I started doing some stuff for myself? What if I took a day for myself and see how it really feels? What if I took a day and took my cell phone and put it down and just meditated on what's going on around me and just went somewhere? What if I just took some time away from the computer? What if I took a day off and just explore what God really has for me? Better yet, what if I just down in my quiet place for a couple hours and say, God, what would you have me do? How can I be great? How can I access 100% of what you have me to, you would have me to be, or what you created me for? What if you sat down and communed and had that, and then you actually, here's the thing, because we're not going to get you to the bridge and then walk away, and then you actually got the answer. What would you then? See, here's where it gets sticky. Here's where the rubber meets the road, and this is good. Because where the rubber meets the road is, and this is why people don't do the things, because I don't buy for 1 minute that people don't know, okay? Yeah, there may be some ignorance out there. But as a whole, people know what they really should be doing, okay? But some people do need to be told. But here's what happens. When you find out what it is that you're supposed to do, and emphatically you hear it, you get it, it's like an epiphany. You're like, oh my gosh, that's what I should be doing. I've been thinking about it and dreaming about that all the time because I'm supposed to do it. But that's the moment when you get bridged. The void doesn't start, ladies and gentlemen. The gap doesn't come into play. So you find out what you have to do. That's where the rubber starts to really meet the road. That's where people start to do the nasty. Not that they're quitting else. In order to quit on everybody else, you got to quit on yourself, right? So no matter what you put your hands out to do, you commit to say you're doing it, and if you quit on yourself, right? So when you get to that gap, people quit. Everybody's like, hello, hello, hello. Oh, that's a long way down. It's a way in the world. I'm going to try to bridge this gap. That thing is like the Grand Canyon. There's a great expanse there. But what if you got the understanding and you unlocked 100% of who God created you to be, and you realize that there's going to be that needs to be bridged, and you realize that you were going to have to work harder to get where you needed to be. You realize that you were going to have to take people and certain things about you and your vision. You realize that it was going to have to take you being the only one there sometimes. You realize that it was going to take you actually having to do work to get the things that you want. And here's the key. Sometimes it's just going to be you. Sometimes it's not going to be anybody else. You realize that, ladies and gentlemen, these are the bricks that you start to lay in the foundation that crosses, that helps you cross the bridge. Because cross that gap, start to bridge that gap. Because when you start bridging that gap, ladies and gentlemen, with, you know what, doesn't matter if nobody's here. You just took another step. You know what, it doesn't matter if I got to start digging this just all by myself. Boom. See, these are the moments in life that grow people. And I always talk about there's no struggle, there's no growth, right? If you're not struggling, you're not growing. And we have to understand the concept of that. Everybody wants to grow, but nobody wants to struggle. We go to the gym, you walk, you power walk, you do whatever it is that you do, you run. If you run from here to the corner and it's exactly a mile and you run there every day, you're getting the strongest heart that you can have. You are absolutely not, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting the strongest heart that it takes for you to run a mile. And that's it. But what happens when you start pushing yourself past what you feel are limits? When you start pushing yourself past those limits, ladies and gentlemen, that means you're growing. That's growth. But that's the piece that we're willing to do, because it's that what if part that keeps sneaking in there. And it's the fear of the unknown on how it's going to be done. We talked about that last week, right? It's the fear of not knowing how it's going to get done, so we quit. We quit right when we get to the bridge, right when we get to the point where we've got to build the bridge. And the funny part is, we don't want it. We don't. It's not that there's a bridge already there. It's the fact that we got to build that bridge that people don't want to tap into. They don't want to have to build that bridge. When they look at it, they're like, wow, look at this. I'm here. All of my, everything that I want is on the other side. But all I got to do is find a board or something. Maybe I can chop this tree down and I can, and it, oh, that's too short. Let me see. Maybe I can throw a rope to the other side and swing over there. No, I can't throw that far. And there's a tree over there to grab the rope, and the chances of that happening are remote, far between. Guys, I don't even know any other way to say it. I always talk about the trenches below the trenches because I believe in the trenches below the trenches. And everybody says, what's the trenches below the trenches? The trenches, ladies and gentlemen, as we know them, are the trenches that people are digging. There's some, I'm in the trenches, I'm doing the work, but I still want some accolades. I still want people to know I'm in the trenches. I still want people to know that I'm over here working. I really do, because I need that motivation. But guys, the trenches below the trenches are what's supporting you while you're in the trench, okay? Because when you're in the trenches below the trenches, that's the dark area. That's the dark spot. There's nothing down there. There's no light. There's no accolades. Guys, there's very little water. There's a lot of pain down there. There's a lot of stretch. There's a lot of growth down there. And when you're down there, you're doing the very foundational things that it takes to actually get your business off the ground. And nobody's watching you. This is when you're at home and you've made your list or you're making your list. This is the moment when you decide, do I put real names on this list or do I put fake names on this list? I'm talking about direct sales and network marketing right now, guys. And this is really, okay? Dude, this is the moment when you decide, am I going to just put a real phone number or a fake phone number? Because I got to show somebody this list because I need to show them that I believe in what I'm doing. So this is the moment when you decide, do I actually call these people on this list? This is the moment when you decide, do I want to prejudge people on the list? This is the moment when you decide, do I really want to call these people that I'm putting on the list, or do I just want to say I'm calling these people that I'm putting on the list? This is the moment, guys, when you're in the trenches below the trenches, when you put on your favorite song, and you put on whatever makes you feel powerful, strong, intelligent, sexy. It may be glasses, it may be your favorite outfit, it don't matter. Get your favorite glass of wine, you get your favorite, whatever, your favorite cocktail. Ladies and gentlemen, this is when you go in. And this is when you say, you know what, man? What if I just did this? But there's the other what if. Because this is life, ladies and gentlemen. What if, I'm going to give you guys the grand what if. This is the what if that the 97% of people are tapped into. What if I work my job for 40 years? What if I give 40 hours a week? What if I finally get retirement? What if there's nothing there for me? Then at that point, ladies and gentlemen, you become a negative statistic. That's one of my greatest fears. I've never wanted tap into and be a negative statistic. See, when I sat in my desk at Corporate America, and I realized that I could never own this company. It could never be my. I could never make the money that the owner of this company is working. I could never write my own paycheck. I'm never going to be able to come in and go as I please. I'm never. Now some of you are saying, oh, I got a good my job. They let me do this. They let me do that. They let me stage that prefaces what you just said is the portion of it that I didn't like. I didn't want anybody telling me what to do and how to do it, how long to do it, when to do it, where to do it, do this, and I'm going to give you this amount of money, and I'm going to give you a quarter raise tomorrow, next week. I'm going to tell you exactly when I'm going to give you a dollar. If you stay with me for 5 years, I'm going to raise your salary from, and this through my mind, guys, this happened to me, okay? This happened to me. You go to corporate America and you sit down and they pay you a salary. And when they pay you that salary, they tell you, stick with me, and in a year, I'm gonna give you a raise. And that raise is going to be significant. They may even give you a dollar amount, right? And you sit back and you're actually waiting for that raise. You're waiting for it. And traditionally, they've told you you can have, if you've been conditioned, programmed, whatever you want to call it, and they tell you that you can have an extra dollar or $2. I don't care if they told you an extra $5 an hour. When you shake that thing out, ladies and gentlemen, you can turn it upside down and shake it out. After the government gets theirs, you got to give the money to Uncle Sam. After health insurance and everything else gets theirs, guys, that money has dwindled down to where you're not even doing anything. Now you just become sexy on paper. You're not really getting that money. You turn sexy on paper. But what if you followed that course and you got to the end and all you found was emptiness? Guys, I don't know what I'm going to tell you right now. Unless you are a government official, and I'm just putting this feather in your cap, guys. Unless you are a government official, politician, or whatever you want to call it, guys, they get great pension. They do. I know some guys. I got an uncle that worked with the mine. He gets a great pension. But it was a great pension 15, 20 years ago. Pensions don't rise with the economy. So he has to go back and find something else to do. Guys, what I'm telling you today is ask yourself, what if I tapped into 100% of what God had for me and I said, I'm not going to be impatient because I realized Rome was not built in a day. I'm going to be patient with myself. Like I'm patient with my boss, just like I'm patient with them giving me a raise, I wait for that raise for 1, 2, 3 years. I'm patient then. I'm still doing what I got to do. I get up, go to work every day like a good employee, knowing that there's more for you. Right? Now, am I saying, God, go quit that job, man. Quit that job. No. I tell you that. But what I am telling you is work yourself off of the job. Because, guys, if you don't have something as an entrepreneur, guys, and I'm just throwing this out for you so you understand it. And I'm not, this is me trying to pitch you, get you to come anywhere, okay? In business over here, guys, in network marketing, it's all about momentum. It's all about what you have to offer. And whatever you have to offer, ladies and gentlemen, if people want it, guess what? They're going to come and get it. And guess what? They're going to come and get you. You're the end commodity, ladies and gentlemen. You're the first thing they see. The products can be great. The service can be great. But you're ultimately selling them to you, right? They're partnering with you. So at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't tap into everything that you've been given, God-given abilities and talents, you're squandering what God gave you, and you're never going to tap into that Lucy-type brain function, right? If you understand that, you were created for greater things in life than what you're doing right now. Some of you are saying, man, I got it pretty good. You know, I can come and go as I please. I'm like, if you think that you got it going on, then I'm happy for you. I'm not gonna dog that, but the vast majority of people are in a trap, and the trap, ladies and gentlemen, is the very thing that's holding them back from accomplishing all of the things that they want to accomplish in life. Guys, I'll be 50 this year, and on my 50th birthday, I love to see that as I'm halfway through my life, and I have to reassess and ask myself to be halfway through my life. What do I have? What have I done? Whose life has I impacted? Because at the end of the day, when you got everything that you want, and I'm not saying that that's another what if. What if you had everything that you wanted in life? You had cars, money, you had health, you were sought after by people around the world. What if you had everything you wanted in life? What then? It all boils down to how many people you can help get what they want in life. How many lives can you change? What if you actually started to create the very best life that you can create and somebody else saw that as an example and it empowered them to create the very best life that they could create? at the end of the day, when we really think about why God created each and every one of us, it wasn't for you. He didn't create you for you. He created you to be in a dark place for someone else. And that's what we're supposed to do, right? But a lot of us don't have the what if. And we sit back and we don't do the things that we need to do. I don't care what it is, guys. Whatever it is that you're looking to do in life, if you don't tap into it and say, you know what, man, what if I actually started to do this? Let me flip it a little bit. What if I kicked the addiction that I have on drugs? What if I kicked the addictions that I have on alcohol? What if I decided that I was going to take the hits and say, you know what? I know this is going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, but I got to do it. And I got to add value wherever I am, because if I'm not adding value, I'm taking value away. And I know that's hard to understand sometimes, guys, because some of you are saying, there. I'm just there. But if I'm not adding value into the situation, ladies and gentlemen, I'm probably not saying a whole bunch. And I'm a doer. I'm not a talker. I talk when I get on this show because this is my outlet. This is how I can share my thoughts to people. And that's why I'm on so many different platforms, because I want there to be some remnants of me when I leave here. I want to say, God, I did all I can do. I've sown as many people as I can sow into with what you gave me, because I have the understanding that what I have right now is enough. I may not be better or have as much as the next person. I may not be, you know, a sought after motivational speaker right now. I may not be, you know, the person that's traveling the world, you know, motivating people and helping people bridge gaps right now. I may not be that person right now, but guess what? I'm working with what I have right now because I understand that what I have is enough. And a lot of us never get started because we don't think what we have is enough. We look at other people and what they have and what they're doing, and it stops you from doing the things that you need to do to become the person that you need to become. And when you stop doing that, ladies and gentlemen, you become a permanent time follower. Following doesn't mean, you know, you follow somebody just because you follow somebody on social media. Following doesn't just because you help somebody, you're helping somebody achieve their vision. That's not what that means, guys. Being a follower and having a full-time follower's mentality, it simply means never working on your own God-given abilities and what he was creating you to be. That's what being a follower means. That's a full-time follower. When you're not working on who God created you to be, when you're not working on perfecting yourself, when you're not working on helping other people become better at who they are by becoming better at who you are, when you're not working on that, ladies and gentlemen, that means that you are a full-time follower. I don't know any other way to say that. And I want to piss somebody off on the show this morning, because when people get pissed off, then they tend to do things uncharacteristic to the person that they are right now. And if you start doing things uncharacteristic to the nature of where you are right now, ladies and gentlemen, is when you start to grow. Here's what I know. There's a couple ways that you can grow. You can grow just by saying, I'm going to do it. You can allow the nail to get so sharp to a point to where the pain of staying the same is way, way less than the pain of change, right? So when the pain of staying the same, ladies and gentlemen, gets so bad and that nail gets so sharp, then you have to move. And I talk about this all the time. I said, you know, create the level of famine in your brain, even though you may not be there. Create it. You know, create it. Say, you know what? I don't have this. I got to keep going. Create, sharpen your own nail, man. Don't make somebody else tell you what you need to do when you full well know what you need to do. Sharpen your own nail. Make yourself uncomfortable. Call and volunteer to do some stuff. If you're not doing anything to help add value to a situation, guys, call and volunteer to do something else. But sharpen your own nail. Guys, I've gotten to the point to where I just don't even get comfortable. I've learned that if I sit down and I'm idle for too long and I allow my mind to wander on nonsense, guys, if I let other people's drama, if I let other people's backbiting and hating and backstabbing, if I let all of that stuff affect me, then I can't do what I'm supposed to do. I can't be the best version of Nate. So I kind of like gravitate away from it. And my wife will tell you, if I'm in a room, if I'm in a situation and there's some drama that kicks off, give me about 15, 20 seconds and you won't see me anymore. Because I don't want to be around it. I don't want it in my life. I don't want you calling me on the phone telling me about it. I don't want to hear about what such and such did. I don't want to hear about who's doing this, who's dating such and such, and who did this to such and such. I don't want to hear about it. Treat me like a mushroom. Put me in the closet. Keep it dark. Do what I'm doing, because last I checked, baby, diamonds were created under extreme pressure in the dark. And I want to create my own pressure, and I want to become my diamond. When it's my time, I'm going to come out. I'm not going to wait for somebody to brush me off. I'm going to come out. I'm going to brush myself off, and I'm going to shine bright like a diamond, because I've been doing the work. I've said, what if I chime in and just do this thing and take the hits? I've been down there putting the pressure on myself and not waiting on anybody else to throw me a rope and rescue me. I've been waiting. I'm not out there looking and talking about people. I don't care what it is that you're doing. Whatever you're doing, if you're doing it, it's great. Awesome. I love it. I'm gonna give you ups, kudos on that all day long. But whatever you're doing out there, contrary to the positive stuff, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care. Don't want to know. Because I don't want it in my life. I just want to move forward. That's why I shy away so much from things on social media. I see so many bitter people on social media. Sometimes it's tough just to scroll through social media. Everybody thinks somebody's out to get them, when really nobody's out to get you. Stop looking back. All of the people that are hating on you, that you think are hating on you, whether they are or not, guys, is so insignificant. And we have to understand and get to that point, ladies and gentlemen, to where that stuff rolls off of our back like duck water, like water off of a duck's back. And when you get to that point, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to realize that a lot less what you see happening every day is happening to you. Honestly, it just doesn't, you don't attract the negative, you're not a negative person. So you don't, when you're not talking about people and, oh, did you see such, just did this and such. Guys, either you know my saying on drama, okay? If you got a lot of drama in your life, if you're the person that knows the T for everything, okay? You know what's going on here. You're tapping into everything. You know it all. Call such and such. They know it. If you've got drama in your life and it's constantly surrounding you guys, you're one of the three. You're either the initiator, you're either the perpetuator, or the actuator of that drama. And there's no way around it. It's why it's in your life. Either you're initiating it, you're the person that's spinning it up and dishing it out, or guys, you're that's perpetuating it by just talking about it in the background. Oh, yeah, that's perpetuating the drama. Did you hear who slept with such and such? I don't care. They're grown people. Let them do what they want to do. I got stuff that I got to do. That's how I see it, guys. And some of you may say, you know what? I want to know. I don't care, because that doesn't affect me. You ain't sleeping with me. You ain't doing this to me. It's not happening to me. You're doing what you're doing, and that's your business. You can live life the way you want to live it, guys. We got to get out of everybody else's backyard and start raking up our own stuff. Start making your own house beautiful. Start adorning not just the outside, but get in the trenches below the trenches and fix what's on the inside. Fix what you're putting in the temple. Fix what's going out of the temple. You wonder why people aren't attracted to where you are, because you haven't said, what if? You haven't said, guys, what if I tap into everything that God has for me? And what if I just say, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it the right way? Let me tell you, one of the toughest things right now, guys, and I'm going to close this out. One of the toughest things that happens in life right now, and I was talking to somebody about it the other day, is social media. And I'm going to touch on this. I'm going to touch on this, like a very, very small portion. Okay. Somebody was talking about relationships, and they said people are getting divorced at an alarming rate. People aren't even getting married anymore. And they're saying it's tough out here. And this is a sensitive subject. And I want to just say this because I want you guys to understand this. Okay, I'm on social media every day. Some days I choose to scroll through my timeline. Some days I just adamantly choose not to. That's just me because I control my controls, right? So some days I choose not to. Some days I say, you know what, let me scroll through a little bit. And as you go through, ladies and gentlemen, you start to see some things. And what I've learned about social media is it's one big algorithm. And I'm not the social media expert. Let me just put that disclaimer out there. It's one big algorithm. And it charts and tracks everything that you do. And it's another way to let negativity into your life. So I try to stay away from the negativity. Guys, I have no problem putting somebody on mute. If you're saying a whole bunch of negative stuff, I'll put you on mute. I don't want it on my timeline. When I wake up and I scroll through my timeline, I don't want the drama. But here's what happens in relationships. And before they get started, a lot of times when they're started, social media is such a powerful outlet, ladies and gentlemen. You can use it for evil and you can use it for good. But one thing I know about life and one thing I know about social media is people love to see people in pain for some odd reason. For some odd reason, they love pain. People will perpetuate the pain. People will share things that are painful. And when you share things that are painful for other people, it perpetuates a level of pain and a level of negativity. And when you look at how relationships are geared up, ladies and gentlemen, social media is an outlet that can allow a person to express themselves however they want to express themselves and throw caution to the wind. And when they throw caution to the wind, it's just I'm expressing myself. You on social media, you've got women with no clothes on social media. Yeah, I went there. You got women with everything hanging out. There's nothing left to the imagination anymore. There's nothing to even chase and go get. And we're hunters. We're natural hunters. But you're giving us too many options. That's too many. It's like going to a buffet with 1,000 different options. We're going to walk out the door. We're going to find something that doesn't give us so many options. It's men aren't that difficult. Guys, you're the same. Stop trying to do so much on social media to attract women. You're flashing money. You're doing this. I got this. I got that. You're trying to attract women with things. And a real woman is not concerned about the things that you have on the outside. She's concerned about the quality of who you are on the inside. And ladies, the same thing goes to you. A real man, I'm going to preface all of this with real. A real man is not concerned about how you look on the outside. All right? Now, mind you, we're all creatures of vision. We see it. We like it. We want to get to know it. But, God, you got to leave something to the imagination. I'm going to go there since I'm here. Man, I don't want to see your whole butt. I just don't. I think it's distasteful. I think it's downright sad. I don't want to see any of your butt. Some pictures I look at and I see you may as well not even be wearing anything. I'm trying to understand how this works. I'm trying to understand it. Men, women, we have each sex has their own hang up. Men aren't out there trying to floss what they have, trying to get a woman to notice them. The women are flossing the assets that they have. You got the breast out all the way to the areola. It's like right there. You're like, okay, there's nothing. As a man, I look at that and I say, okay, wow, I see she got almost her, and it's intriguing when you see it, like, dang, that's crazy. But what are you really trying to capture? What are you really going for? And I've seen it so many times, guys and ladies. Guys, you're out, and here it is. You get a woman. Let me say this to you. Sum it all up. How you get it is how you're going, how you get it is how you're going to maintain it. You understand what I'm saying? How you get it is how you're going to have to maintain it. So if guys, if you got a woman and you got her because you had money, then God bless your soul. Because the moment you stop having that money is the moment she walks out the door. How you build it, ladies and gentlemen, is how you're going to have to maintain it. Ladies, if you got a guy, by flashing everything that you can flash, every skin on your body, except what the law allows, once you get him that way, you better dress that way every day. I'm serious. I'm trying to tell you guys what's happening out here on social media. You better dress that way every day, ladies, because if you don't, he's going to look at somebody else. Am I saying that you got to dress with a tassel on your head and a long dress? I'm not saying that. Guys, am I saying that you can't have nice things? I'm not saying that. The ladies now, they're in competition with you. They got nice stuff, too. It's not about the stuff anymore. See, guys, we're making a full circle right now. We're coming back to what really matters. And that's how life is. We go on an axis and we thrash ourselves for a long time doing what we think feels good, and we always come back to what's right. And when you get back to what's right, now the first thing you want is somebody that loves you for you. And he can't love you for you. She can't love you for you if she can't get past what's on the outside. If he can't get past what's on the outside, everybody wants a person that looks good. I'm not telling you guys not to take care of the temple. I'm not telling you guys not to dress sexy. I'm not telling you guys not to go out and get nice things. I'm not telling you guys. I'm not trying to limit you guys any of that. But what I am telling you guys is that there are limits to everything. And sometimes you can get so close to that line, it gets very, very distasteful. And you can what if all you want. And you can get everything in the world that you can get. But then you're left as a shell of a person. So I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave this subject alone. Ladies, we got to become the person that God created us to be if you want the man that God created for you. If you think that that man, if who you are right now is twerking online and showing everything I got, if that's who you are and that's what you want to attract, then more power to you. That's what you're going to get. But don't get mad when the person treats you for what you're portraying yourself to be. Guys, same with you. If you're looking for a woman and that woman is giving you attention because of what you have as opposed to who you are, then don't get mad when you lose what you have and she starts to walk out the door. I'm giving you guys fair warning. That's what's happening on social media right now. People are compromising themselves every single day because of what they see going on. And you hear people all the time talking about, you know, they'll do this online, they'll do that online. And as they're doing it, it's amazing because they're doing it for attention. Everybody likes. You want people to like what you do. And Denzel hit the nail on the head, then I'm going to close out this show. He said, you're an actor when you're in life. You want people to like you for the quality of who you are, not for what you've done. Because there's a lot you can do in life. But at the end of the day, it all boils down to how people feel about you. Who are you? What if you decided to do everything that God get everything that God had for you and build your life the way it was intended to be built, guys, and create the legacy that you want to create, guys, and live the life that you want to live, guys? What if, man? What if? So, man, so we had a lot of people join, man. I know I went off on a tangent there, man. I had to get that off my chest. But Vicky Durr, what's going on, young lady? Hello, good morning to you. And Fee Bay, welcome, young lady. Great morning. To the grind. I got some other people I know join the grind this morning. I'm trying to get down to Miss Sophia Skeen. Welcome to the grind. Miss Sean Patterson, welcome to the grind. Miss Joanna Osborne, welcome to the grind. And I see some of you guys have the same sentiments that I do about this about all of the social media stuff. still find reason not to give you a raise. Absolutely. Who else do we have here? Jay Atchison, welcome to the grind, sir. I see you. Thank you for the comment. And Mix McCray says a lot. Yes, the pain of staying the same. Man, there's a lot can be said, but you know, when you look at what life really is, and you know, I'm not dictating you guys, and it's just never what my intent is. At the end of the day, guys, we have to create the life that makes us great. And in the process of us becoming great, ladies and gentlemen, we end up helping others become great. And it's not really about yourself. Really, it's about how many people you can help. Man, God bless you guys. I'm leaving you guys with a little bit of grind. And end of the day, guys, we won't have a show on Thursday. Pam and I will be in Detroit on Thursday on the board with Coach Stormy Wellington. So we won't be doing the show on Thursday morning. So God bless you guys. We'll see you guys bright and early on Tuesday morning of next week, guys. We'll have something good for you guys then, right? All right, so go out, guys. What if, man?
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who. Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why. And my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I didn't come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. I do not want them to beat me.
They're never going to beat you.
They came close to that.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
Okay, everybody. Thank you guys for timing on the grind, man. Had a great time talking to you guys today, man. We'll see you guys on next Tuesday morning, bright and early. If we get the opportunity to actually do a filler show in between, then you'll see me come live, guys. I'll give you guys a heads up because I know some stuff is going to be on my mind before next Tuesday. So God bless you guys. Go out, man, and help somebody bridge some gaps. Remember, you know, consider the what ifs and actually create the best life that you can create to rise as high as you can rise, ladies and gentlemen, for your light to shine as bright as it can shine. God bless you guys. Have a great day.